Hi and welcome. My name is Olaf Opedal, and I have with me today my colleague, Don Yang. We are both from Microsoft's Information Security and Risk Management team, ISRM, and we will talk to you about how we moved all our big data into the cloud. So Don is our data architect. I am an applied data scientist, and we work together to try to identify value in large amounts of data. And Don has done a tremendous job with his team moving our data warehouse into the cloud, as well as building new capabilities in the cloud, including the data lake. So Don, in your opinion, what's the greatest value proposition of moving to the cloud?
Well, so before I joined Microsoft, I have years of DBA experience. So as DBA, everybody knows, where our main focus on the maintenance, more strictly on the day, is backup and performance, bandwidth, I/O, and such on that. So now this job gave to the cloud. So I'm free. So I can do more data modeling and architecture job and build a better data warehouse.
So you feel that you are now more productive than you were in the past?
That's right. So this is the point we give the performance maintenance work to, you know, Microsoft Azure. And this, actually, they're doing a better job. So another thing you have to keep in your mind, cloud is in the cloud. You don't need to worry about the overseas data transforming. So how many people struggling on data replication across the country, across the data center? Now you're everybody in the same data center, same cloud. So pain release.
Okay. So what were some of your worries and concerns?
Well, before, as DBA, I understand our culture is when I see it, I believe it. I cannot say it. I am not believe it. I want full control. So that's the point.
So now you had to give up control over the infrastructure.
It's not exactly the give the control to others. Oh. Actually, you have more control.
More control, tell
me. That's right. So you're not worried about the, you know, daily maintenance, tuning job, and actually you're look at the more, you know, on the top level to focus on the entire system, entire database, entire data center. So it gives them more time to focus on the more, you know, important thing and the overall things. So
okay.
You get your database more healthy than, you know, than before.
Okay. So it frees you to do more of what you want to do.
Exactly.
Okay. What about scale?
The scale is another of the beauties from cloud. So before, every time, how many people to, you know, struggle on the disk space? Myself, I do set up the disk space monitoring on every single on-prem server, which is looks like silly, but everybody has to set up that. But now in the cloud, you don't need to worry about it. You know that. You get a report, you get a notification. And you can, you know, increase your space, disk space as much as you want. So no I/O problem, no, you know, scale problem for the data size.
And you put pretty large amounts of data into the cloud.
That's right. There are two definitions about the size of the data. One we count as total size of the data. We're talking about the terabytes or petabytes, right? That is one challenge. We need a high performance disk to handle that. Now it's in the cloud. You only need to, you know, to set up your cloud, the environment to choose what is the fast environment you want to use. The second one is daily process volume.
Mm-hmm.
That size is more important to me as a data warehouse architect. And doesn't matter how many data you collect, you still need a process.
Mm-hmm.
So the process, you have an ETL, everybody familiar, and also have a, now you want to apply the machine learning algorithm on that. and then you worry about how much volume you can dealing with on-prem. Now you can think about the leverage on the Azure. Azure gave you integrated ML model. You mm-hmm. can run the ETL and run the ML model immediately. So
yes, you no longer have to give me CSVs.
That's right.
You just take my code and run it.
That is another good point, is in the cloud, I don't need to worry about the permission and security things. Doesn't matter you're in, you know, Seattle, Paris, London, we're under the same cloud. So you can access, I can share the data to you with a security way.
Everything that you're talking about now sounds like a great reason for moving to the cloud, but everyone is worried about security. So we're in security, we're supporting information security here at Microsoft. Okay. How could we move all our data into the cloud?
Actually, we're the first, we're the pioneer in the SQL, in the Azure data storage and data lake. The reason we choose the platform, we need large sets of data in the secured place and a secured way to connect. So if you have experience to maintain on-prem database or server, you're always dealing with a private key, a public key and a private key. You have to maintain the keys. Now it's a pleasure. You can, you know, you can put it into the cable. You can ask your web developer to set up the website on the web application in Azure, and you store the same key in the cable, and then you keep the key in the secured place and keep your connection securely.
So what you're telling me is that the Azure Key Vault now holds your keys in a hardware security module. You don't have to keep the keys in a, hidden in a table or squirreled away somewhere.
Sounds right. I used to have experience in other company back to year and year ago. We store the key in the, you know, what's called Excel mm-hmm. and another called customer application a lot of application there. But you still have to worry about the, if my key is secure enough. Mm-hmm. If your key is leaking, pretty much you open the door to everybody. So now you don't need to worry about this.
So let me see, to paraphrase you, to see if I understand it correctly. So the value proposition is you have now more time to do the architecture and mm-hmm. data modeling. You can scale, and you now can combine both rationalized and unstructured data into mm-hmm. one system, and you're more secure than what you were in the past?
That's right. So basically, anything is a human involved. Mm-hmm. You still have, somewhere you need to worry. I mean, for your key security or connection security or certificate and so on. Now, as everything is managed in the Azure cable, and the connections between the ADF to the storage, and the storage, now there are another good news is we just tried. We use disk encryption in Azure. Mm-hmm. So you have both, NoSQL storage encryption and SQL Azure TDE function, plus your cable to manage your certificate, and pretty much you just log everything into the safe.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So what used to be a very complicated process, both setting up and maintaining mm-hmm. with public key, private key, certificates, and so on, full disk encryption, you don't worry about that anymore.
No. So I got my more time to focus on the, you know, data modeling change. For example, we get more time to reconstruct the NoSQL data model. Even we start our graph modeling mm-hmm. and, you know, all those things is really time costly, right? But before you have still no matter what, you have to keep your current system working. So you have to spend 50% of the time on the regular base maintenance. Now you may just spend maybe 10%. It's 90% of the time to focus on your design and the data modeling and maybe code review.
Okay, so you get time to do what you want to do.
That's right.
All right. So should we talk a little bit about planning? How much planning did it take for you to do this conversion?
So this definitely is you need a plan. Set up a good time to good amount of time to make the detailed plan, but not such a complicated. If you compare to move the SQL Server, for example, from one on-prem server to another on-prem server, every DBA you will know how tedious it is, right? But to move to the cloud is not much than that. It's even less because you move once, you never move again. It's not like on-prem, you have to move and move again and move again, and the impact will be impact your web application and developer and user. But now you move once to the Azure, and all you following doing will not impact your web application, web developer, and customer.
Mm-hmm. And in regards to this move, this is part of the bigger data analytics strategy. So information security and risk management here at Microsoft has made it one of its big bets to become a data-driven organization. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that you're now better able to support the organization in that goal?
Definitely. So as our organization, we're using a lot of data. Before, we know we have a lot of our logs data, you know, the web log, network log, a lot. I mean, a lot is 1 terabyte per day, so 400 terabytes per year. We don't have this capability to handle those data. But now we are using the Azure, and we can apply the ML directly on top of the ETL to give you the opportunity to cover more data for your analytic.
So it streamlines the whole process.
That's right. And in terms of streamline, also Microsoft has another streamline analytic process.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're thinking of Spark, I take it?
That's right. And that is the beauties. So Spark can totally give you the streamlined capability for your data analytic. So.
Okay. Do you want to touch real quick on people? How many individuals did it take to move all of this data to the cloud?
Well, you will surprise.
Huh? Tell
only
me.
Two.
Two? So it took two people moving a whole data warehouse.
That's right.
As well as big data, 400 terabytes a year, took two people. How long?
There are two times, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is a human time, one is machine time.
Yes.
So for the human time, definitely we need to plan detailed things. Mm-hmm. We prepare the 3 weeks. But our data warehouse is about 4 years data warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not small. It's really complicated. But we spend 3 weeks to make this plan happen. And the second cost is the machine time.
Mm-hmm.
Good part is a cloud. We don't need to worry about how fast the machine you're using. You just set up, let them run overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all you need to do.
Okay. 3 weeks,
yeah.
Two people.
But in have to keep in your mind, testing.
Yes.
So all this we're doing is we're two people work on this project.
Mm-hmm.
We spend most of the time on the planning and most of the time on the testing.
To make sure that everything worked well after you moved into the cloud.
That's right.
And now we're all in the cloud, aren't we?
Everything in the cloud. The beauty is every time I can, you know, open my laptop in anywhere, I can start work. I don't need to use a VPN. I don't need to, you know, TS to my another box to open the database connection.
And that's enabled both from the security that you have in the cloud as well as the security that we have on our laptops that connect to...
That's right. Yes. So this, you know that we have our dedicated laptop. Mm-hmm. Allow your connection. Definitely, the security always the first thing you need to consider.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, thank you, Don. This has been a wonderful conversation. And thank you to everyone out there listening. Hopefully, it has given you insights and direction towards the cloud.
Thank you.